Good morning.
Yes, it is. It's still morning. It is. What is it? 11:12 a.m. So it's still morning. Just barely. Today is Easter. It's Sunday, which sort of goes together. And March the 20th, 2016. Okay, I think I've got the tag done. So yeah, I was 20 something degrees when I got up this morning. It's still under 40, but sun's out. It's a beautiful day. It's very warm in the sun. It's very quite chilly out of the sun. But a little bit of a breeze. There's still snow everywhere. When it snowed, I'm like, really? We're gonna have snow? And I thought, well, all right, yeah, it's probably not gonna stick. Yeah, it stuck. Luckily, I didn't have to shovel. That was a bonus. I didn't have to clear the walks. Within 24 hours of the end of the storm, the sun had burned off all the snow on the sidewalks on my driveway. So there's snow on the grass yet. There's still lots of snow in some of the shadow spots. But I'm out, I'm walking. PC Herring got after me the other day for not treating walking like an appointment. Last week has been kind of broken up, but with the weather and I was sick and I've lost entire mornings to various appointments. So, yeah, I haven't been going out. I haven't gotten out. That's something I need to change. It's going to be too hot to go out soon. So I really need to get back into the swing. It's going to be summer before I know it, and I'll have to get out by 6. Of course, in the summer, once the kid gets out of school, I keep aiming at this end of May. Because a lot of what happens in terms of daily interruptions involves getting a kid off to school, getting a kid moving, getting a kid up, getting a kid to school, getting a kid from school. And this last week has been pretty grim for her, so it's been pretty grim for me. She was right on the end of her string by the time she got done with the play. And then between the emotional letdown of the end of the play and the physical exhaustion from doing the play, she pretty much she was pretty much toast. So, let's see, where are we? Podium has started working on In Ashes Born. They have done Quarter Share. They're now going to work on In Ashes Born. They're asking for my cover art so that they can modify it for use with their editions, which I'm trying to give them, but they gave me a Dropbox, which is apparently topped off, so it won't take anymore. They wanted me to upload them ASAP. I put them all in the Dropbox this morning, and only about 2 of them went up, because it's full. Jeez. So I'll have to fart around and try to find a way to get them out to them. Also trying to update my open office. LibreOffice. I got the download going, but it failed on a corrupted file. It's probably because I was trying to download and upload at the same time, and yeah, that doesn't work very well. So we'll see. So I've heard the first chapter, I've heard the first MP3 from Podium. Sound quality is very good. I'm going to leave it at that. Jeffrey does a very good job of reading the book. And I'll leave it at that. Milk Run is, I think I said the other day, I found some of the problems in Milk Run. I think I found a few more. And, that's why I was trying to get the... Let's try LibreOffice updated. Very large motorcycle. I suspect the rider is of an age where high frequency hearing loss is no longer an issue. So let's see, in a few weeks, see, next week is spring break, and the kid goes off to New York for class trip. She's going to New York City. And let's see what else. The 8th of April, I've got, I'm going down to be on a panel at the Public Library Association 2016 meeting on ebooks and independent publishers, self-published books. Should be interesting, should be fun. The title is very much a link bait, but... It's being put on by people who actually support indies, even though the title is How Do We Deal With This Mess, or something along those lines. My answer is don't bother. Which isn't to say that I wouldn't love to have every one of my books in every library across the country, because that would be 100,000 books. It'd be a nice order. And I really don't care. Because the chances are very good that if I even got into 10% of them, that would be historic in terms of library uptake, and it would be, you know, 10,000 books. I certainly would cash that check, but in an era where library acquisitions budgets are strapped right down to nothing, the idea that they would buy an indie book at the expense of a trad pub, a bestseller, a New York Times, something with a little media behind it is really quite quite questionable. And the other side of it is, if they're just interested in ebooks, they can buy my ebooks off from Amazon, and shares are enabled. Unlimited. They can share as many times as they want. They can loan it as many times as they like. So a library can buy my book and loan the buy the ebook and loan the ebook to their patrons. I don't know how they deal with loaning, but I mean it should be relatively straightforward, I would think. I don't know, maybe I don't understand how they do it, or the trouble that they've locked themselves into. Monk post. So there's that. That should be fun. And then in May, I'm doing a masterclass on science fiction. I had to do an outline for it. It's like, really? This is what we're going to talk about? Okay, well, let's see what we can do. Now, at the end of the month, it's coming up on the end of the month, it's the 20th, so anytime now, we should find out who's got shortlisted for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers Independent Writer of the Year. And I still had a pretty good chance of being shortlisted. There aren't that many self-published authors in Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers, the IPAL group, where one could be eligible. And if I haven't peeved people by bitching about the contest, they have modified their rules on the Colorado Gold for published or unpublished. The CIFWA people are interesting. The CIFWA people are crazy. I just thought I'd lay that out there. CIFWA Science Fiction Writers of America. There's a guy who has a few books, four, I think, maybe five. And he's earning about what I am, with fewer books, so good on him. But he's contemplating looking for an agent, because he wants to take his sales up to the next level. And my response was, if you want to take them up to the next level, write book five. And then book six. But an agent, you know, this idea that an agent can open doors for you that you can't do on your own, it's not something I have found to be true. It's not something I have found to be the case. Now, I do have a foreign rights agent. Her name is Marlene. And she handles all the translation rights, all the inquiries that come to me, I send to her. And she does a pretty good job. I've only sold Japan and Korea so far. But, it's young yet. We'll see. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at this guy, and I'm going, really? You're doing six figures. If you go trad pub, you'd be lucky to earn $3,000 on that book, and you will never get it back. Why would you do that? And it's like, well, the idea is to get into a different market than the one I've already got. Well, all right, we'll get into a different market other than the one you got. It's like, well, bookstores. It's like, oh, Jesus, bookstores. Bookstores, I'm so tired of hearing about bookstores. Bookstores are so pointless. Yes, bookstores are lovely. I love them. I used to go to them all the time when they actually stocked books and you could find a book to read. But now they don't stock the books I want to read. They don't stock, and I find book three and I don't have book one. And they don't have, their science fiction section is shrinking because the publishers aren't publishing science fiction. They're publishing blockbusters. It's not a place where I'm going to drive, particularly here. I'm going to drive 45 miles to go to a bookstore that doesn't have what I want to have, what I want to read, when I can just go to Amazon and buy it. Bookstores are nice. Bookstores are fun. They're not that nice. They're not that fun. And the cost of going to the bookstore, that covers a lot of shipping. And since ebooks have pretty much zero shipping cost, don't go there. So, yeah, I don't know. Also, coming in April, starting April 4th, I've got a new feature coming on the blog. If you go, you'll see, go to nathanlowell.com/reviews right now. You'll see a whole placeholder, watch this space, and the first 10 reviews. And the idea is, the name of the blog is Peer Reviewed. And while I will be putting some reviews up myself, what I'm asking is independent writers, authors, to review indie books that they liked. And we will put on the review and a little bio for the reviewer and a link to the reviewer site and a link to the book. And no, I'm not putting in affiliate links. They're just straight flat links to the book. I don't get anything out of this other than people who find more good indie books to read. I've got 20 something, I think it's like 26 of them at the moment, and so that's taken me through most of May and into June. So the posts are there, and people have been really forthcoming about getting reviews in, and I hope once this thing actually kicks off and I've got something that I can show people, I'm hoping that more authors, CIFR authors, and other people will kick in. I've already had my first instance of a quid pro quo. Oh, well, he reviewed one of mine, so I'll review one of his situations. I'm not real pleased with that. That's not what this is about. But I'll schedule them well apart. And what I'm asking is that if you get your book reviewed, you pay it forward by reviewing someone else's book, not the reviewer's book. I should probably put that on the submission page when I get back. It looks like they're having an Easter picnic here. Freezer buttons off here. It's still quite chilly. Although I put on my willies. I thought it was much colder than it was, so I put on my long johns and my thermal top and a sweater and my parka, and I'm warm enough now. There's no question about that. Oh yeah. So Phoenix Freight and EVE Online is still alive. We've survived two incursions, one from Sancha Pirates, and another from Drifters. It was very interesting. There's a new event going on now, The Hunt. Which is a bit of a challenge, but still pays off nicely. So I'm not complaining. Every once in a while I see one of their sites and I go raid it. That's kind of fun. Mostly we're mining. Mining. And I'll be writing and mining. I'll put a ship in a belt and write. But here I am. Wow. Yeah, happy Easter. It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Trees are budded up. My grass is greening up nicely. All of the extra moisture from the snow. I've got to clean out the trash in the backyard. There's all sorts of blowdowns and brush and stuff that I cut last fall. So I have to deal with that this week probably. But for the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And quite honestly, I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk tomorrow or not because I've got a 9 o'clock appointment. But we'll see. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.